All right, it is 7:36. Let's switch gears right now and visit with reporter Roy O'Neill, who's joining us right now on the KRDO Newsline. Today is Eclipse Day, Roy, and where you are, what's going on there?
Well, I'm in Florida, so we're going to miss out on a lot of this as well, only get about 60% coverage, although a couple of years ago I was able to go to South Carolina in 2017 to experience totality, which is a weird thing if you've ever been through it. It does seem that the birds fall silent and that you suddenly hear the wind rustling through leaves, and it's just different, and it's difficult to put into words. But it is an incredible phenomenon, and everyone's going to be out with their glasses on and their smartphones trying to capture pictures. But my advice is put the phone down. NASA and the telescopes at museums around the country, astronomy facilities, they're all going to have much better pictures than you're going to take.
Yeah, no doubt.
And so you're there watching this. What do you think is the reaction of people there? Because, I mean, usually Florida gets inundated with tourists, but this time it's going to be odd places like, you know, the middle of the midsection of the country.
Right. Yeah. Texas and a tip of Oklahoma, a whole lot of Iowa and Missouri up through Illinois and Indiana. It's funny. I was talking to a professor at Southern Illinois University. They are actually getting the back-to-back eclipses. They got the 2017 one, and they're in the path of totality for this one today. But in 2017, they're all gathered there, the whole school and the whole community gather at the stadium that they have. Clear skies, but doesn't one cloud show up and block their view?
And after all that, it
lingered there, and it pulled away with about 12 seconds to spare. So they got 12 seconds of eclipse. So you never know what you're going to get with that weather.
Yeah, and a lot of people across the country, there's going to be a lot of areas that are just going to miss it because of the cloud cover. And when you looked at it the last time in 2017, it's mesmerizing, isn't it?
It really is. And again, I don't know if it's because your senses become more aware, you're listening for this, but it did seem that the birds got quiet and you would hear the leaves rustle through and everything just, your senses did seem heightened. You felt like you were bringing it, you know, listening and feeling and hearing everything much more intently. So that's why I recommend just put the camera down, put the smartphone down. I mean, unless you're really a trained photographer with all the right equipment, now is not the time to fiddle with your camera settings and this astronomical event. But from where you are, don't be looking at this without some sort of a filtered glass. I mean, you have to do that. And just look at the ground, too. If you don't have the glasses, look at the shadows that this creates. They're pretty amazing.
Oddly enough, the same reaction when people look at Congress these days. So what's going on this week in Congress that is going to be noteworthy?
Speaking of dim things, is that your point? Yeah. Well, look, they're coming back after their Easter recess. They finally finished eating all the jelly beans, and now they're going back to Washington with a big, full agenda. There's funding for Ukraine, funding for Israel, funding for the bridge collapse in Baltimore. They could be writing a lot of big, expensive checks. But there's also the impeachment of the Homeland Security Secretary that the Senate has to consider. And in the House, they might be looking for a new speaker very soon, depending on Marjorie Taylor Greene and what she wants to do.
Yeah, never a dull moment in Washington, to say the least. Roy, thanks for the time as always. Sorry you're going to miss out on the eclipse, but have fun in Florida today. It should be a very good weather there.
Yeah, it should be. It's 79 and sunny here. We're great here.
So we'll get no doubt. Thanks for the time as always.
Take care. Thanks.